What is money? The broadest definition of money is that it consists of those assets which have immediate purchasing power. Money is undoubtedly the currency that is in a purse or wallet. Money is arguably the funds an individual has in a checking account at the bank. Beyond that, money could include savings accounts, money market funds, certain bonds, and other financial instruments. Funds and savings accounts might be considered money, because banks generally let the depositor remove the funds at any time without prior notice. The fact that no one definition of money applies to all situations has led to the use of two commonly used definitions of money from the Federal Reserve. M1 is defined as the sum of currency held by the public and transaction deposits at depository institutions, which are financial institutions that obtain their funds mainly through deposits from the public, such as commercial banks, savings and loan associations, savings banks, and credit unions. M2 is defined as M1 plus savings deposits, small denomination time deposits, those issued in amounts of less than $100,000, and retail money market mutual fund shares. Money has purchasing power because the vast majority of people in a society believe that it has value. Historically, countries minted coins from precious metals such as gold or silver. One of the many problems with that system was that, over time, a gold coin had less value because of wear and tear. The gold was literally being worn away. Later, the gold coin was replaced with paper currency backed by an equivalent value in gold or silver held in a government vault. In some countries, paper currency could be exchanged for its equivalent value in gold. A more recent innovation is the creation of fiat money, which is currency not backed by any precious metals at all. Fiat money is the ultimate statement of faith because it has no intrinsic value. For most of its history, the U.S. government maintained a currency based on gold or silver, that is, the gold standard. By 1971, all currency in the United States was converted to fiat money. Dollar bills, previously been known as silver certificates, became known as Federal Reserve notes. Monetary and fiscal policy. The economic health of the United States is affected by government policies in two ways. Monetary policy, which is the maintenance of a stable money supply that provides economic growth while keeping inflation in check. The Federal Reserve is responsible for monetary policy in the United States. Fiscal policy, which relates to federal government spending, which must be approved by the U.S. Congress. The U.S. Treasury is responsible for raising money to support the spending decisions of Congress. At the Treasury level, funds can be raised to pay for government spending by raising taxes, increasing borrowing. In some cases, the fiscal policies of Congress are inflationary. In such a case, the Federal Reserve may respond with monetary policy that cools the economy and reduces the threat of inflation.